All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That was Bantam Rooster with a track called Tarantula. And before that, a brand spanking new 7-inch that just came out this past weekend as part of the Jet Plastic Records 2-day festival at PJ's Lagerhouse. Managed to hang out there for both nights, still recovering from that one. Anyway, brand new Idiot Kids with a track called Skeleton Boy. And it is that time. In fact, it's a couple minutes afterwards. It is 5 o'clock. It is time for some live local music. And we have in the house the band Until Solace. Can you hear me, gentlemen? All right, let me try it again. One more time. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yep, now we're good. All right, cool. All right. So you got some really mellow stuff to play for mom today, right?
Oh, yeah. Bring in your grandmothers, yes.
All right, so we warn you, it's going to get loud now for the next hour. So I didn't get a playlist, so if you could announce the songs as you play them, that would be wonderful, gentlemen.
This song's about those late nights. This is 11:59.
All right.
Oh!
my God!
Caught me off the guard there, gentlemen. It's like, oh, it's done. All right. So a lot of atmosphere going on there. I like it.
Yeah, a little bit. We dig the ambient stuff.
Okay, mix it in with the hard, and that works, definitely.
Best of both worlds.
Definitely. All right, so it's 11:59. It's a minute before the witching hour, huh?
Basically just when you're alone and
sometimes you think about some things you shouldn't think about.
I always thought that song was about when you want to get some hot lunch and it's almost noon.
That'd be at 11:59 a.m.
Yeah, it's not very specific. Yeah.
We know where his heart lies, you know, like his stomach.
Oh yeah.
I didn't write the lyrics, I just felt with the feeling, you know. I was feeling hot lunch during that song.
This song's about fearing death. He's fearing hunger.
Okay. So who did write the lyrics?
Oh, that would be me.
Okay. All right, why don't we take a moment and everybody go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, all that good stuff.
All right, I'm Jake. They call me Squid.
Squid, why?
You know, it's my gamer tag on Xbox. It's stuck.
He inks himself a lot.
Okay.
I play the throat.
Ah, hence the squid.
Indeed.
My name's Jordan. I play guitar.
We call him J-Train.
J-Train.
Only when you need a ride.
I guess I'm going to be the odd man out and introduce myself properly. My name's Justin Turner. I play guitar.
Soup if you're hungry.
Soup if you're hungry.
Yeah, this is Jonah DeLongchamp, bass guitarist here for Until Solace.
Where's all these J's coming from? Good Lord.
Our mothers must have hung out.
It was fate.
It's like you don't get to join the band unless your name starts with J, right?
Yeah, Jake, Justin, Jordan, James, or Jonah, and then Alex, just a random
Alex. Oh, we have to get rid of him. It doesn't start with a J, you know?
We're thinking about it.
I'm getting replaced by a drum machine.
Yeah. You mean you were.
That's how I started out. I started out as a drum machine. I grew into a human.
Gained sentience. Sorry, we take nothing seriously. I apologize.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you don't break FCC rules, we're cool here. All right. So, how long you guys been playing together?
That's a fun question.
Yeah, that's a complicated one. Jonah and I have been together since 2011.
11, yeah.
And did a short stint till about 2015, something like that. People, you know, dropping out, not being able to do their jobs, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And finally, we got this group of guys together, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, me and Jordan joined in May.
And we've had Alex for about a year and a couple months. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Alex. But
we just never gave up, you know?
Yeah.
Now, has it always been called Until Solace, or was it something else before that? Or
yeah, it's pretty much always been Until Solace, pretty much since 2011.
Wow, that's going on 7 years almost. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people probably would have just said, never mind, and just hung it up, but this is the only thing I've ever been this stubborn with, so it's kind of, I guess...
It's the only thing we're good at.
That's not a lie, actually.
So this is, instead of don't quit your day job, don't quit your music job, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, we all have menial tasks that we do for money, you know, jobs. But this is what everybody loves to do more than anything else. So, I mean, no matter how much stupid stuff we have to go through, it still, you know, keeps us
sane. It's worth it.
Really.
Basically.
It's a weird...
Like, is that really working? You're staying sane? Or
No,
that's questionable.
I was just going to say, actually, like, it's pretty hard to dictate, like, whether that's true or not, because sometimes, like, it can be awesome, obviously, but sometimes it's absolutely horrible. Hence 1159, because him and I, Jacob...
Well, it's never really horrible.
Okay.
It's maddening.
For you, maybe not, for him and I, you know, we stay up, you know, what do we do, 10 hours one day on the phone? I mean, day it's 5 hours, somewhere around there, 5 to 10 hours of just going through everything, you know, mm-hmm. making a plan A to C for everything and making
and
sure.
And tangent plans, you got to have your Roman numerals in there.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. It's all mapped out.
Yeah.
And it's mostly a good thing, but every once in a while you worry about someone having a guitar cord around your neck, you know, when you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, none of us live together yet, so I'm sure that'll be...
Everything's good in moderation, especially friends.
Wait till you tour around the country and you got to sleep in the same, you know, van or something.
Especially.
Oh, then come back to me.
Turner's sleeping
That's
outside.
Where the patients get tested.
Yeah. We stayed in a hotel room once. He snores. Justin snores bad. Actually, yeah. Alex threw a pillow at me because he thought I was snoring.
Because he woke him up and realized, like, no, that's not who's snoring.
Change.
And then he's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. And then
It wasn't a pillow. It was a full water bottle. That's what it was.
And then I wake up, like, you know, you're snoring. I'm like, so?
Yeah, he has an attitude about it. He acts like he gets to have an attitude with us. He's keeping us up.
Sorry, guys.
It's like, no, I'm not snoring. Listen. Yeah, see, I'm not snoring.
That's right.
He doesn't know a thing.
The thing is, they just need to learn how to go to sleep before me. That's what it is. It's not my problem. I sleep just fine while snoring. It's fine. I just might die in my sleep, but I guess you guys don't care about that.
He just sounds like a train. It's fine.
Yeah, sleep apnea is... not cool.
All right. Why don't we play another one, gentlemen?
All righty. We actually just put out a video for this one. This song's called Pathways.
Pathways. Okay. Cool. Thank you. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live from Studio J is the show, where every week on Thursday from 5 to 6, we give you the best in local music, whether it be metal, indie rock, blues, jazz, you name it. We do it around here. We're pretty easy, actually. Anyway, all right. So, what is that song about, Pathways?
We kind of wrote a story for that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
That one's about a very heinous crime being committed, and the person who committed it also gets committed.
Yeah, that's putting it nicely.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. Basically, a guy kind of splits in half personality-wise and doesn't realize that he ever split in the first place, so he doesn't understand why... he's being
locked away.
Yeah, and judged by his so-called peers. He has kind of mm-hmm. a god complex and thinks that he's above people. So it's basically like a guy who kind of accidentally, on purpose, kills somebody. So it's, we decided to write a story, and we were like, well, I think that was around the time when all of us were watching like a lot of horror movies or something, because for some reason that's how it came out.
Okay.
It's just the grittiest, heaviest one, you know. It has to be a mean story.
Yeah, for some reason, the sinister sounding, the sinister nature of that song, just for some reason, I guess, sparked writing a song like that. So, hence, in the video, there's like representation as far as there's like this black ooze that we.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a chair. Yeah, it does cut scenes to me. Throughout the video, getting ever so anxious, ever so
snapping,
crazy,
if
per
you
se.
Will.
And some black ooze leaks from my mouth at the end. It's pretty gross.
To imply, I guess...
the blackness is the
like
demon
the
inside him.
Negative infection type of
the
thing.
The negativity, really.
It was real black ooze, too.
It was
we
had to go find it.
It was biological fluid.
it was really gross. It was like Karo syrup
and Hershey's chocolate syrup. Ugh, it was gross.
It was sweet.
It was the sweetest thing I've ever had in my mouth. Not in a good way.
It was gross.
Ah.
It was the sweetest of meats.
Yeah.
So it was like hard whiskey and bonbons that, you know, brought this apart.
Not nearly that good.
Yeah. It could have been better had been that.
I left covered in it. We were an hour away from home.
Yeah, we went all
my underwear were really sticky. It was not fun.
Yeah. Actually, he had to throw those clothes away, I believe.
Yeah, I accidentally left them in our practice space, and they got moldy. Yeah.
Mm. Rest in peace, Jake's outfit.
Those were $70 jeans, too. I'm mad.
Oh,
I don't know why
good.
You would ever buy $70 jeans.
Well, at least not for a video like that, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was kind of one of those things that kind of, like, you know, you go in and you're like, okay, well, what's the video idea? And, you know, somebody's like, well, I don't know, try this. And
yeah,
then,
we kind of had no idea what we were going to be doing. We had our videographer did it like the day of, told us what we were doing. So,
yeah, it was
I was trying to look nice.
Conflicts. Yeah.
You know?
All for naught.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All for nothing. Yeah.
No.
See, you don't realize what actors and actresses have to go through for some of these movies they make.
Exactly.
It looks like so much fun. It's like, then you read about what they went through, you know?
What was her name in The Exorcist?
Linda Blair, the original one?
Yeah, she had they strapped a pole to her back somehow and like whipped her around the bed and stuff and it actually damaged her back for, I think, long periods of time. I might be incorrect on that, but
no,
last time I heard,
you're probably right. There, a lot of people would get hurt, injured.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that was in the '70s, correct?
Yes,
early
seventies, like
early
around 73.
Yeah, so they didn't even care back then. You know, they were still doing spaghetti westerns. You know,
that is a very good movie. I like the original better than I like the remake.
Yeah, really, the only one that I ever cared to watch was that one. I think it wasn't there one with. He played Hannibal.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, wasn't there one with Anthony Hopkins where he went to Africa or something? Or was that a different movie? I don't know.
There might have been. I lose track.
It wasn't. You know, it wasn't very good.
It's amazing. You know, my kids, they're roughly about the same age as you guys are, you know, give or take. And I have, you know, every time a new movie comes out, I just look at it and go, remake. Remake.
They're doing that remake. A lot now. You know,
Nothing original. And then when they do a newer one, it's still a remake. It's a Japanese film originally. You know, it's like
Old Boy.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know if you ever caught that. That was a remake, but they stayed pretty true to it. That's the only time it's good.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm not saying they never do a good job, but most of the time, the original is still the best out of them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm sorry, yes. But the original is the best.
I like the second one just because of the humor.
Yeah.
Because of the unintended, like the just the stupid stuff that you gotta love Dennis Hopper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the chainsaw over the head.
Yeah, they didn't think of the imbalance of weight over the person's head, so mm-hmm. they made fun of it in Scary Movie, whatever. And
three.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She kicks open a door. It's like the Grudge lady, and she.
It's when they kick her into the well.
And it's really hard to describe on the radio for people listening.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun if you could see what Turner's doing.
Exactly.
Right now.
It's just for you, man. It's too bad
we don't have a video feed, you know?
So, video feed to the radio.
Where can we see the video?
No, I was going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Where can we see that video then? Is it online or?
It's on YouTube. We have one on our Facebook page.
Until Salas.
Facebook page /or/ whatever. Until Salas.
Yeah. Most of the members have a link on their personal profiles too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Instagram, all that stuff, you know, general social media stuff.
Just look up our band anywhere and you can find it associated with us. So.
Yeah, I got to admit it wasn't that hard. Sometimes when I have to look up bands online, you know, it's do you mean this, do you mean that right. kind of thing. Or you get like, you know, 15 different choices, but it was pretty much straight to you guys, you know.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're the.
I'm glad we're unique, I guess.
yeah.
One of the there are actually bands with like Solace in the name. We found three of them or something, and none of them are Until Solace. So I mean,
none of them are really in our genre either. So
yeah, there's only one
that narrows it down right away. So, yeah. All right, let's do another one.
Okay. What do you want to do, Alex? Dealer's choice.
Let's do the one with the West Ham guys.
Okay, yeah, we should probably talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so this is we've got some backtracked intro clean vocals coming in here. It's actually Ryan Ritholler from the band West Ham. He featured on the album.
And Nick Dunno.
Yeah, Nick Dunno did it too at the end, but I'll do that part.
Yeah, we don't have a backtracked like that, sorry.
That's okay. No. So the name of the track is, I'm sorry?
This song's called Fair Weather.
Fair Weather? Okay.
You may trade me for fortune.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, with Until Solace in the house, giving us some metal for our listening pleasure, to mellow us out and get us all relaxed.
Happy to be here.
Don't hurt your grandma. All right.
Living room mosh pits. No, that's
bad. There's not enough room to mosh. I always keep asking the management here if we could get a mosh pit, you know, but they always tell me no for some reason. It's like, come on.
Where's it's all good fun. It's only a couple black eyes, you know?
That's right. You know, I've been elbowed a few times myself. It's like no big deal.
You don't really need teeth, you know?
Yeah.
When you think about it.
That's why we have blenders, you know?
I beg to defer. I mean, I got to have my steak. I need teeth.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good point. Put it in the blender.
I'm a red meat kind of guy, so I got to have my teeth.
Yeah. It's all about the cut. It's about what cut you get. You don't really need
teeth. Oh, this is true. You can gum it to death. Yeah. All right. So can we listen to your music online as well? Or?
Not at the moment, other than the video.
Just Pathways?
Yeah. Right now we're getting all of our stuff together to get that out. We're hoping to have it out by the end of the year.
Okay.
It's finished, though.
Yeah, we have our EPs all done. We might be shooting another video for one of our songs, mm-hmm. and then releasing that, and then we'll be releasing the actual EP.
Put it to you this way. If anybody wants to hear it, message any of us, and we'll probably just send you a track.
Or come to the show and we got CDs, you know.
You can just have one.
Yeah, I've been printing off demos like crazy, so.
So you got some homemade ones that you can
hook
people up with.
Yeah, they're still the audio, so they're not quite, you know, they're not pre-pro, but it's not a physical, you know, booklet and track list and everything else.
Fancy schmancy.
Yeah, it's just go to the store, get some, Maxwell's or something?
Yeah.
And the paper sleeves and, you know, that's why they're, free? Aren't they free?
Free 99.
Yeah.
Do those still come up in the computer as the working titles?
No, they come in as track one.
Yeah.
Track two.
Exactly. That when we send it out for when we send it to whatever company we choose,
they do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
That's going to be CD, no vinyl coming out?
I heard that question.
Be cool.
No vinyl.
Yeah, we're going to do some limited prints, probably. We'll do a few. They'll be custom ordered. You'll have to ask us for them, but
once
we can do them,
Once we set up the, like I said, we're still getting ducks in order, but
once we get our online store all all set up,
you can pre-order it that way.
Yeah,
bundle stuff. I mean, I think we're gonna have a lot of bundle options. I mean, with every purchase, you're gonna get a free sticker and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the usual stuff. Like if you wanted a vinyl, say
we'll do vinyls with a shirt.
Exactly,
$10 shirt.
Exactly, mm-hmm. for free. Something like that.
You just come hang out.
Do you have shirts right now, or?
We do.
Yeah, we've got three different designs. So.
Where's mine?
I
come over anytime. You can have it.
As I was leaving the house, I was like, "Should we bring the merch?" He's like, "No, why? We're not gonna sell any
so
merch."
So it's Justin's fault. I don't have a shirt.
No, it's Jacob.
Sorry.
The singer messed that one up.
Don't play the blame game. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, duke it out. No, just kidding.
Yeah, we're gonna fight right here.
Zero out of 10 would not recommend. All
Now I really wish we had video. You know,
right?
Exactly. The WWF of metal on WHFR exclusively.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we go around the room? Let's do this. I always like to ask people, a little more than one sentence, please. Your musical influences, what got you started, playing and wanting to do this kind of stuff, that kind of thing?
That's a good question.
Yeah, Jake, you take that first.
It doesn't have to be perfect, but I'm sure you can come up with something.
I like that question just because I come from more of a classic rock background. Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne were my two. I've actually, you can see here through the window, I've got Black Sabbath tattooed on my arm. I started with them. Friends showed me Crazy Train, After Hours in 81, back when I was 8 years old.
I saw that tour. Motorhead opened up for them.
Yeah.
Really? Legendary.
I love Motorhead.
We're not on you, Alex. Stop.
Wait your turn. But I kind of went through that whole classic rock ringer. Made my way up to like Metallica, and through Pandora ended up finding bands like Five Finger Death Punch and Killswitch Engage, and had some friends show me like Lamb of God and Meshuggah. That's what got me into doing vocals.
Okay.
And that was really it, you know. Just I was a real musical kid, not in the sense that I went to music class, but you can always find me with headphones on.
Yeah.
Can I go next?
That was me.
Go ahead, Alex.
Sure. Alex.
See, one of my biggest musical influences that got me started playing anything at all was my dad. My dad could play guitar, and I saw it since I was like, whoa, that's so cool. He played like a lot of Ozzy, Van Halen and stuff. So then I picked up a guitar. Then I figured, you know, why try to get better than him when I could just start jamming with him? Then I started playing drums, started playing along with like Blink-182 and a bunch of pop punk stuff. Then I got into like Of Mice and Men.
Mice and Men's a big one for me too. I forgot them.
Oh yeah, and some speed metal, like, you know, a little thrashy, like punkier, like Motorhead. Love Motorhead.
Motorhead.
You cannot say that enough, can you? Once again, I'd like to reiterate, I love Motorhead.
Love it.
Name one song. Go.
Ace of Spades.
Why?
That's all I need. Oh, okay. That's the most cliche.
Right.
And then everything else that sounds similar but not quite. I just like the double bass rhythms, man.
There you go.
Alex's turn is over.
Yeah. Jordan, go.
Hey, something I wanted to tell you guys. I don't know if you're aware of it. Next time you go to a bar, see if the bartender knows what's up. Ask for a Lemmy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alex, wasn't that you whose friend who did that?
Yeah. No, I think that was you.
We actually have a story about that.
That was me.
I went to I went and saw a metal show at the Corktown Tavern on Michigan Avenue. Okay. There was not a single employee in there that did not know what a Lemmy was.
Yeah,
everybody in there knew what that was.
And it's just a rum and coke, right?
Jack and coke.
That's my favorite drink.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me say that I liked Motorhead? My bad. But not that I hate Motorhead or anything like that. Don't get mad at me now.
But that was so cool, though.
We just heard a story about that. Somebody was saying that they went to a bar, and they asked them, and it was not too.
They,
it was like
they
a
asked for
weeks.
A Lemmy like right after. They asked for it right after he died, and they had no idea.
Nobody, not a single bartender in there. For the life of me, I can't remember who or what bar it was. But it's kind of crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's like the official name now. I'm pretty sure, like, wasn't it Jack Daniels who said that?
I was just gonna say. Yeah. I think Jack Daniels actually like made a post about it.
I mean, I don't go to a fancy bar expecting them to know, but when you go to some hole in the wall. A dive bar.
Fancy bars anyway.
Places that actually, you know, have metal bands that come and perform, you know, you should know this.
A venue that has soul.
Yeah, you know?
I prefer that anyway. You know, I like dive bars. I like it when...
Still, though, people, when you ask
it smells
for a
bad.
Lemmy, they're like, it's too soon.
It's too soon. That's never too
soon. It's still
soon.
Too
come
soon
on.
For a Lemmy.
Jordan, go. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, no.
Go for it. Let's keep it going.
All right. I started playing guitar when I was like 12. My stepdad taught me, and he's also a self-taught guitar player. And one of my big influences when I was young was Eddie Van Halen, like a lot of people probably. And
tapped all day.
And then next one, probably not much of a surprise either. When I was about 15, I got into Metallica, and that basically changed my life. And now I'm just and now these days it's just kind of weird. I listen to all the way from like folk music to like weird black metal. I like a lot of stuff.
Blackened death metal.
Just crazy stuff that your grandma wouldn't even touch. Like,
don't walk into a church with that CD.
Yeah. And that's the life of J Train.
Jonah, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So my musical came from. In college, actually, one of my roommates in college, a good friend of mine, actually, the guy that did our shirts for us,
Benji.
Back in 1989.
Well, yeah, I'm not getting any younger, but he had a bass rig, and I lived with him for a while, roomed with him in college, and he taught me a couple things, and it always stuck out with me, and Got out of college and started making my own way. And when I had extra money, that's the first thing I went out and did was bought a cheap, you know, bass to get me off the ground. And you know, my musical influences are more bass heavy, like Les Claypool, Victor Wooten, etc. Yeah, so a little bit different style than what I play here in this band. But you know, playing at home by myself, I play in a different style anyway. So
I think most of us do.
Yeah,
I think most musicians probably do that anyway.
A lot of us are kind of fish out of water in this band.
I think all of us are. I mean, I'm like I'm a deathcore kid, you know.
Yeah. How many times you guys come downstairs and I'm playing Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy?
I mean, how many times has it been that I've played it with you? You know what I mean? we're gonna cover that song in practice just for the fun.
Frank Sinatra to Belphegor until Silas knows it.
For me, similar to Alex, my father was a musician, and he passed when I was 10. So like as I became a teenager, you know, or preteen, so like around 12, like Jordan, I started playing guitar kind of like to be like my dad or whatever. But eventually it became something that I just felt and picked up, and it I guess it kept me out of some trouble, got me into some trouble too, I'm sure. But music,
I mean,
influences,
you're here.
Right? Music influences.
You're not in prison right now, so.
I think that is a compliment, as an accomplishment. You know, it's, I made it out okay. For me, I like all these guys, random stuff. I'm actually like a huge hip hop head. Like, I don't.
Sick. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Lil Peep.
he's been dying to say that all day.
A lot of like Periphery, a bunch of random like gent bands, folk music, like, he, you know, it's
none of
it
us
really
are musically
just
trained, so we try to be prog and it just it's just not happening.
It really just anything that makes me feel any sort of emotion, like if I can get an emotion out of it, then I'm hooked.
Okay, hey, that's what music's all about.
Exactly.
You know, We played something on the air earlier. It was talk radio, and it was something about someone's brother, I guess, had died from cancer or something like that. And I guess he couldn't cry when his brother passed away. But he went, for the very first time, he heard this classical music, and he just went somewhere with it. And he said, I just felt the tears roll down my cheeks. Because the music took me there. I was finally able to cry for my brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happened to me when my friend passed away. I had a friend who passed away right after high school.
Music has that power.
Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Okay.
Yeah, I think sometimes, as you can tell, there's kind of a lot of, I know this sounds really weird, but like there's a lot of Pink Floyd influence in this band. Like all of our stops and the ambience and stuff. I think everybody in this band really like adores Pink Floyd. I don't really know how that kind of came together. I mean, I think Jordan hates Pink Floyd, but
how do you hate Pink
Floyd? No, hold on. I don't hate, but I mean,
live on the air at 5:46. Jordan's out of Until Silas.
I mean, I like Pink
Floyd. Auditions begin tomorrow, 6:00.
They're just, I don't know. I mean, these guys probably like them more than I do. That's all I can say.
Okay. I just think you haven't listened to enough of them.
Nothing wrong with that.
There is something wrong with that.
I actually am judging you right now. I didn't know that. I'm very sad.
I can feel it.
All right. All right. Let's, I think we got time for a couple more. Let's
got two more, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Alex.
Why is it called Dying World? It's called Dying World because it's about Armageddon.
Okay. That happens every other day. So.
Yeah, sometimes the world ends, you know.
Ooh, there we go. Thank you. Like to just end them abruptly, don't you?
Yeah, we start them off super slow, and then we just pull the curtain.
We love intros.
Pull the rug out from under you.
Pull the plug, you know. Yeah. Make sure the DJ's awake and he's paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah, just testing. Just making sure.
All right.
Yeah, that was the sound check.
All right, you gentlemen have any shows coming up at all? Or?
Ooh, we got a big one. Tuesday, we are playing second stage at the Crowfoot Complex. We're opening up for Whitechapel up in the Pike Room.
Rings of Saturn, Carnifex. Who else is on? Entheos?
No, not them.
Forces
from here in Detroit. They're playing main stage.
Okay. So is this got a title, a festival of some sort?
I think it's called the Decade of Defilement because it's Whitechapel's 10-year anniversary of their first album.
Yeah. Okay. So that's this Tuesday coming up?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Wow, that snuck up on me.
And Tuesday then, the 21st. Doors are at 6.
And then we have, and we still have tickets available, by the way. and then we're doing, what is it, December 16th?
December 16th, yeah. We're opening up for Battle Cross's... was it Battle Christmas or whatever they call it?
It's a
the
Christmas
Token
show,
Lounge in West.
That's Island. A nice gig.
Yeah. We're really excited.
If you love metal and you love Christmas, like, you know where to find us.
Yeah, sweaters welcome. Yeah. Ugly sweaters encouraged. So.
Yeah, ones with black ooze on them.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Make sure to ruin those sweaters.
No, you guys can't see Turner, but big guy with a beard, so we're going to make him dye it gray. He's going to be Santa.
Just how about we wait a few years, and then it'll just go naturally.
He hasn't agreed to this yet. We're just going to do it.
Trust me, have a couple kids. It'll go gray overnight. Don't worry about it. So where is that at now, the Battle Cross one?
That's at the Token Lounge in Westland.
Okay. Yep.
And then I think that's it. I think the other one in...
Yeah, the next show we have booked as of right now is March 3rd. It's not even really...
Yeah, that's
a little too far ahead. Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to ask you real quick. On the first show, do you know approximately what time you're going on, ballpark?
I've been hearing from other people who talk to the promoter a lot. We're going on a little bit later in the day, but set times aren't set yet.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a festival kind of atmosphere because I think there's, what, 13, 14 bands or something?
Yeah, there's supposed to be like
13
bands.
But she says that it doesn't start till 6, though? Or?
Yeah. Doors are at 6. I think first on will be at 7.
Yeah, so I think...
So we'd say maybe around 10-ish, you know? I'd say
between 8 and 10.
Yeah, okay. Our listeners, just give them an idea of when they can check you out if they're interested.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you got a couple shows coming up, and right now, just go on your website. Yeah.
Facebook.
Google.
Facebook's the best one for us.
Yeah. To lead you to the music if they want to check it out and listen to it if they missed it. And then I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down. Enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you so much for having us out.
Yeah, yes. When you get a little bit more music, the EP is finished, et cetera, et cetera. Come on back, and we'll do this again. We'll have another good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to play one more, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Yep. All right, and what is this one?
This song is called Vilified.
And what's this one about real quickly?
This one's kind of just about all the turmoil this band has gone through. It's kind of a little dig at some of the people who used to be members.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
a little bit of a diss track.
And you were able to do it in just one song? I mean, that's pretty much...
yeah, it was a little specific at certain points because...
We won't mention any names.
No. Certain people have... done us wrong more than others. You know, some went by the wayside, and then some, you know, happened to do some pretty dirty things to us. So.
Okay. We'll let it go with that.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get into detail here.
Listen to the lyrical content. You'll know.
Once again, Until Solace, I'm live from Studio J. Take it away, guys.
What?
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Don't